This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at timing of food intake and weight loss effectiveness, amount of weekly exercise and effectiveness, and finally a story about the glycemic load and type 2 diabetes. For HealthBeat, with happy birthday wishes to both my father and grandmother this week, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 399, recorded March 1st, 2013. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study published in the International Journal of Obesity found that there is emerging literature demonstrating a relationship between the timing of feeding and weight regulation in animals. However, whether the timing of food intake influenced the success of a weight loss diet in humans is unknown. The present study was conducted to evaluate the role of food timing in weight loss effectiveness in a sample of 420 individuals who followed a 20-week weight loss treatment. Late lunch eaters lost less weight and displayed a slower weight loss rate during the 20 weeks of treatment than early eaters. Surprisingly, energy intake, dietary composition, estimated energy expenditure, appetite hormones, and sleep duration was similar between both groups. Nevertheless, late eaters were more evening types, had less energetic breakfasts, and skipped breakfast more frequently than early eaters. The study concluded that eating late may influence the success of weight loss therapy. Novel therapeutic strategies should incorporate not only the caloric intake and macronutrient distribution, as is classically done, but also the timing of food. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. A recent study published in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise examined the effects of three different frequencies of combined resistance and aerobic training on total energy expenditure, TEE, and activity-related energy expenditure, AEE, in a group of older adults. 72 women, 60 to 74 years old, were randomly assigned to one of three groups: 1 day per week of aerobic and 1 day per week of 1 day per week of resistance exercise, 2 days per week of aerobic and 2 days per week of resistance exercise, the 2+2 group, or 3 days per week aerobic and 3 days per week resistance, also known as the 3+3 group. Body composition, feeling of fatigue, depression, and vigor, strength, serum cytokinines, maximal oxygen uptake, resting energy expenditure, and total energy expenditure, TEE, were measured before and after 16 weeks of training. Aerobic training consisted of 40 minutes of aerobic exercise at 80% maximum heart rate, and resistance training consisted of two sets of 10 repetitions for 10 different exercises for 80% at 80% of one repetition maximum. All groups increased fat-free mass, strengthened aerobic fitness, and decreased fat mass. No changes were observed in cytokines or perceptions of fatigue or depression. No time by group interaction was found for any fitness or body composition variable. Non-exercise training activity-related energy expenditure, known by its acronym NEAT, N-E-A-T, increased significantly in the 2+2 group. The group 1x1 showed a trend for an increase plus 68 kilocalories per day, and the group 3+3 decreased significantly at minus 150 kilocalories per day. The study concluded that the results indicated that the 3+3 training may inhibit NEAT, non-exercise training activity regulated energy expenditure, NEAT, by being too time-consuming and does not induce superior training adaptations to the 1+1 group and the 2+2 group training. As always, discuss all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. Although much is known about the association between dietary glycemic load, GL, and type 2 diabetes, T2D, prospective cohort studies have not consistently shown a positive dose-response relation. The authors of a recent study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition performed a comprehensive examination of evidence on the dose response that links GL to type 2 diabetes and sources of heterogeneity among all prospective cohort studies on healthy adults available in the literature. The study concluded that after the authors accounted for several sources of heterogeneity, findings from prospective cohort studies that related the glycemic load to type 2 diabetes appear robust and consistently indicate strong and significantly lower type 2 diabetes risk in persons who consume lower glycemic load diets. As always, discuss all nutritional questions with your qualified healthcare professional. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, again celebrating my father's and grandmother's birthdays this week, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.
Close your eyes. Monster's gone, he's on the run, and your dad is here. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Before you go to sleep, across the street. Take my hand. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Good night, Sean. See you in